The 2014 Oklahoma hard red winter wheat crop does not look all that great. Matter of fact, it looks almost dismal. That seemed to be the bottom line from the reports offered during the Wheat Tour Report session at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association on Wednesday midday, where we came up with a couple of numbers. You kind of pick your poison with the numbers that come out of this particular tour session. First of all, they had the reports on a regional location by location basis. A total of 9 different districts or regions were reporting in. With the eastern part of the state producing very little wheat traditionally, they're actually in better shape than the western half of the state, but simply not very many acres to report on, and only about a 0.49 million bushels of wheat expected in southeastern Oklahoma this year. For northeastern Oklahoma, looks like about 7.12 million bushels of grain. That is really pretty good for northeastern Oklahoma, but their crop is healthy, according to Cody Gerlich with the Consolidated Grain and Barge Company, who did the report for the northeastern quadrant of the state. Southwestern quadrant of the state, the report pretty well handled by Mark Gregory, who reported for the 4 counties down in the far southwestern corner of the state where we've had extreme drought to exceptional drought most of the year. He says still the potential is there to produce as much as 6.1 million bushels of grain in that area. Looks like about 8.5 million bushels for the balance of the southwestern district, including Kiowa County, Caddo County, Garvin County, Grady County as well. Some of the bigger production areas in that particular area will be Kiowa County with 2.7 million bushels, if Mark Gregory's numbers are correct. He said there's a couple of overriding factors that you can continue to see over and over again. First of all, it is a short in stature crop. It is a thin crop. And it is a later than normal crop. Drought stress, though, may help push it a little more quickly toward the finish line as far as harvest is concerned. But this is going to be a light harvest, no doubt, here in 2014. Panhandle Rick Kokenauer indicating very simply, drought, drought, drought. Another awful year as far as production is concerned in that part of the state. He expects only 2 million bushels to come out of the Panhandle plus Beaver County plus Harper County here in 2014. That would basically mean the second straight year of just awful wheat results for the Panhandle region. What little wheat's out there is irrigated wheat. For West Central Oklahoma, about 8.6 million bushels expected. Drought is the story, not freeze. The problem for the fields that are being abandoned and probably being zeroed out or close to being zeroed out by insurance adjusters, there's not even enough forage for a good bale of wheat. So bottom line, we really have got issues in that particular part of the state as well. Central Oklahoma. Weeds, a little bit of a factor. The April 15th freeze did give some problems in several fields. Just a lack of moisture, though, continues to be the big damage point. 8.2 million bushels expected for central Oklahoma. Northwestern Oklahoma, not counting the Panhandle, of course, comes in a little over 10.7 million bushels of wheat expected. No moisture really since the start of the year. And that's the problem. Finally, the north central counties, those are 4 counties, Grant County, Kay County, Garfield County, Noble County, closer to more average production there, but still not where they need to be, coming in at just around 18.5 million bushels in those 4 counties is the estimate that was advanced by Kim Metcalf out of Pond Creek. Total numbers for the state based on these surveys, 70.352 million bushels for 2014. However, the audience that was gathered there for the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association, the annual meeting, the industry experts that were there, they came up with an estimate that was even less than that at 66 million bushels. Their estimate on about 18.5 bushels per acre, what they're expecting for 2014. The number of actual harvested acres will be a big key as far as the end of the day number for wheat production. Be interesting to see exactly what the Kansas number is later on today when it is reported out of Kansas City. And then, of course, eventually you've got USDA this next week with their first look at the size of the 2014 winter wheat crop. We'll see what they do with Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado as well. as far as this 2014 crop is concerned. Going to be a very, very small crop. Dale Fain told us that he thinks it approximates the weather this year is approximated weather. You have to go all the way back to about 1951, 1952 to find a comparable weather year to this year's drought-hit crop of hard red winter wheat. Have yourself a good day, everybody. That is our wheat crop report for you. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.